get out of the weeds every now and then and go be inspired. You know, like if you feel kind of stuck or just like in a rut, you know, what can you do to lift yourself up out of, you know, kind of those details for a little bit?
Hey there, friends. Welcome to the Marketing Should Be Fun podcast, where we believe marketing is something you get to do, not something you have to do. We hope you leave here encouraged, inspired, and a little more excited to share your gifts with the world.
Well, welcome back to another episode of Marketing Should Be Fun. My name is Austin. I'm here with my good friend and business partner. We still haven't bought the t-shirts, but we should soon. Kelsey Zarco. Kelsey, hello. Happy Monday as we're recording this. Not as we're releasing it, but how are you?
You know, I need to tell you that last time we recorded an episode, you said, I'm here with my friend and business partner. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm not your good friend anymore. I'm just your friend. And it made me laugh so hard. It's just
Is that real?
It's like your, it's like your core statement that you say every time, my good friend and business partner. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm in trouble. What did I do wrong? I'm not his good friend anymore.
Well, I have some news for you. No. Oh my gosh. And so, I think that has to be the first time in, I think this is episode 44. So I think that would have been the first time that I messed it up in all 44 episodes.
Yeah. You know, it's okay. You're allowed to vary your words. I was just like, oh, I'm taken aback for a minute. So I'm glad we're like back to our normal status today. Feel much better.
That's really funny that you like actually remembered that.
Yeah. It just came back to me when you said it. I was like, oh, we're back. We back.
That's hilarious. How crazy though that we're at 44 episodes. I feel like that's a, I feel like that's a lot.
That is a lot. It doesn't, I'm like, man, what have I talked about 44 times? Like it doesn't feel like we have had that many topics, but I love that. That's exciting. Actually, we just did a recent post over on our social pages about like, if you're feeling this way, go listen to this episode. Or if you're, you know, stuck on this, go listen to this. And it was really fun to go back and be like, oh yeah, this is a great episode. I forgot we talked about this, or this is a helpful topic. So
yeah,
here we are. 44.
I love it. Just recently, I went back and there were a couple that you recommended in that reel. And they were like older episodes. And so I went back and like, I was looking at some of the YouTube videos for those. And they were great conversations, but it was so funny to see like, you and I both are just such believers in like, in most situations, like just starting, you know, like it doesn't have to be perfect, but like, it's better to start than just like to wait for, you know, something to be like exactly aligned. And I just loved looking back at like, we used to literally just post like a Zoom, like video feed for our podcast. Like we, you know, would edit it, but like we just had like the Zoom recording, you know, black background, just you and I kind of chatting about marketing. And I was like, I just love looking back and seeing that, you know, like now we record in a different software and, you know, we have like our little fun background with, you know, some of the elements from the album, not the album cover, the podcast art, and you know, things like that. And so it's just fun to like look back and be like, it's come a long way. We've come a long way.
Yeah. And we haven't given up and we're still here. I love that. I'm proud of us for that.
Me too. Me too. So I have a this or that for us.
Okay.
And I told you beforehand, there is a good chance that we've already done this one. So
I'm going to try to remember.
I know it. Yeah. So like who knows? 44 episodes. We've probably done multiple ones, multiple times. Who knows?
We should have been writing these down so that we can go back and remember what we've done.
We really should have. We know we never will. So
no, that's not our thing. All right. Lay it on me. Let's see if we've done it.
So today's this or that. I think I know what your answer is going to be. But it's something that my wife and I were just talking about because she feels very strongly about it. But would you prefer to text or to call? If you have like a problem that needs solved, are you a person who's going to text about it or call about it?
Okay. Are you specifically just asking me if there's a problem or are you like in all of life, will you text or call?
I think it's like, I mean, just like, what's your preference?
Oh yeah. Okay. I'll give you both answers. I will never call you ever.
I knew you were going to say that.
Always text you. Here's the difference. If it, I do feel sensitive to times when it's like, ooh, this isn't going to come across if I write it out. So then I will voice message you. Still won't call you. I will voice message you. I
feel like that counts in the text category. I feel like that does. Yes. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. So it's always text, but I will put the caveat of the voice text in there. The only people I talk to on the phone, well, you, when you call me, because you always call me. Stressing me out. No, just kidding. And my mom and my grandma, only people I talk to on the phone. Everyone else, it's either texting, voice messages, or Marco Polo.
Did you say me, your mom, and your grandma are the only people that you talk to on the phone?
I certainly did. So welcome to being in the older person category.
That is amazing. That is so fun. I mean, I definitely prefer to text for like little things. You know, it's like, obviously if, you know, we're just like, I don't know, asking a quick question or like, you know, just a quick check-in about like schedules or something, a text is great. But I'm like, I also am an extrovert and we work remote. So I'm like all the time, you know, I'm just like, I wonder what Kelsey's doing today. You know, I wonder what like, I just like call my family randomly where I'll just be like, hey,
how you doing?
How's it going? You know, like with no purpose, just to like talk.
Oh my gosh. So I would be like, why are you calling me? What is the purpose of this time? It is funny that you very much are extroverted. I'm very much introverted. And so sometimes you'll just FaceTime me and be like, I just haven't talked to anyone today. I just needed to say hello. And I'm like, okay, hi, gotta go. I got things to do.
All the time. I'm like,
oh my gosh.
I just know I'm like, I'm waste. Not, you don't view it as a waste of time, but I'm like, no. I am taking up Kelsey's brain space or interrupting her her rhythms of the day.
We're a good balance. It's good for me. Sometimes you need to interrupt your rhythms. It's okay.
Yeah. Well, that's fun. I figured that would be your answer, but I was curious what the context was, you know?
Yeah, definitely. To the extreme. I will never answer my phone. Okay. Well, all texting or calls aside, we do have a message in our podcast episode topic world today. So this is a little different and really fun. Austin, you got to just recently do something kind of out of the norm for our everyday rhythm of work and life. So tell us what you did, where you went, what it was, all the things.
Yes. And I haven't really told you about it yet. So this is like,
I'm so excited.
All of the things. Literally, it was just like 1 hour of a random Friday. So this wasn't really like, it's not that exciting.
A vacation. Yeah.
This was a whole vacation. But anyways, this was my favorite work related experience that I've had this year so far. Not like throughout the whole business, but anyways, I had an old friend who we kind of grew up together, but haven't kept in like super close touch, but like, you know, every once in a while we'll go back and forth or like, you know, update each other about life overall. But she recently asked me to present to her college class at North Central College, up near, I can't remember what city it's actually in, but it's up near Chicago. She teaches a speech class technically, but it's a communications class. And she's had a couple students who were kind of interested in marketing or, you know, kind of like social media content, kind of related stuff. And more than anything, just kind of wanted to like bring someone in who, you know, has had some experiences in that world overall. And, you know, the kind of like idea for it was, you know, she wanted me to talk about like the importance of communication and, you know, like in starting your own business and like, you know, just kind of like painting the picture of some of those things. And it was like, just so fun. It was like I just like a random, like it was literally a Zoom call just like with her her class, and I like haven't done something like that in a while. Like in my previous role before I started Savage Content Collective, I used to do events and stuff all the time where, you know, I would teach different like sections of of these conferences that we did with that organization. And it kind of just felt like that. Like it was just, it just kind of had that energy. Yeah. And there were a couple students who like stayed after, to like ask a few additional questions. And, like I just felt like it was like that feeling where, and you present to college classes every once in a while. So I'd be curious to hear if you kind of felt the same way, but it just kind of felt like, I feel like I made a difference today. You know, like I feel like there was like people that like felt more confident in themselves after after this, and that just felt very like special to me and almost like grounding, I feel like, as I think it was just like a very sort of like a good reminder of like, this is actually what I love. Like you know, I love to do that when we're in discovery calls too, where it's like just being able to encourage people. And I felt like I just got to encourage these college students for an hour on this random Friday.
Yeah, I totally can relate to that. So I've gotten to go speak to a college class a couple of times at the same school out in East Texas. And it, I think we get so down in the weeds of our day to day, like, I need to make this real. Mm-hmm. I need to edit this podcast episode. I need to do this, even do this discovery call. Like even that can start to feel like in the weeds. And then you like come up out of this and give like a bigger vision towards what different parts of our world can be. And it just kind of reminds you like, hey, sometimes it's just nice to know like, okay, I kind of know what I'm talking about. Like there is something here that I know. And then it's just exciting to be able to like, to know that it connects to so much more of life than just like me at my computer every day. Mm-hmm. Like there's lots of potential in our industry, in our field, and, you know, even going beyond that into other jobs too, to just talk to people who are kind of at that phase of life where they're looking to what's next. I could totally relate to why that would be energizing. I'm curious to hear, I have lots of questions for you, but like, what were you kind of like most surprised by? Or, I think you go in and you have an expectation of like what the kids, they're not even kids, what these students may want to hear or know about or ask you, like, did anything feel different or surprising, or like had they had a different outlook on maybe what life was like versus when you were at that phase of life in school? I'm asking you 14 questions, so I'll stop there.
I think it was really, I didn't really know what to expect, but like one of the things I didn't know was like there were sophomores, juniors, and seniors in this class. And I didn't keep track of like which like grade level was asking like which questions, which would have been kind of interesting. But it was really kind of fun because all of them also had, you know, very different degree goals. You know, like there were a couple people who, you know, were interested in marketing. There's somebody who was in like actuarial science, which I have no idea what that even is. And I told them that I was like, I don't even know what this is.
That's funny.
And you know, like a bunch of different stuff. And so I think that was fun. Like just to like, that was something I didn't expect, but was something that, felt kind of, you know, rewarding and fun. Mm-hmm. But I think like a lot of their questions, because I want to go through like the 3 points here in a second of like what we talked about.
Yeah.
But you know, a lot of it kind of came back to this idea of developing confidence in who you are and what you're trying to accomplish in the world. And that kind of being fuel for building connections with other people that will lead to opportunities in your life. Mm-hmm. And you know, just even the simple things of like, you know, people were asking questions about like how to find opportunities and like the, you know, fields that they're interested in. And one person who was interested in social media specifically was asking that question. And I was like, you know, first off, like your content matters. How are you, you know, positioning yourself, to, you know, as somebody who's curious about this field and, you know, is learning about it, and, you know, how are you kind of sharing the expertise, not that you have now, but that you're pursuing. Yeah. But I was like, start sending emails. You know, I was like, there are so many people. I was like, you are literally like a short drive away from Chicago. You know, I was like, there are so many agencies, companies, so many people that you can learn from. And I'm like, that is, you know, how you get opportunities. So I think it was really fun to just hear how much of a need it felt like for some of these students, not all of them, but how much a couple of them really connected with the idea of like embracing who they are. It kind of felt like there was almost like a freedom, I guess, that they almost like felt permission to like, oh, like, what I want to accomplish matters, you know, kind of thing. And that like, it actually is possible for me to like pursue something now and not just like wait, you know, for something to come to me. So I just talked in a circle like I always do, but, those are some thoughts.
Wow. Okay. Well, I want to hear what you told them then, because you said you had 3 points. Like what did that kind of time hold for you?
Yeah. So first point. So yeah, I kind of told them up front, you know, I was like, this is going to be most fun for me if I can give you all the most value. So I was like, at the end, you know, I just want to talk about whatever you want to talk about. And so we ended up talking about like, should I use LinkedIn? We ended up talking about like, you know, how do I get an internship, or, you know, like, how do I look for opportunities? Or, you know, one girl asked, like, she said, I always feel like really uncomfortable talking about myself. Like, I always feel like guilty almost. And we got to go into, you know, what it looks like to create your affirmations list and, you know, all of those things. So super fun things. But I was like, I have three kind of pieces of advice for each of you, no matter what field you're going into or, you know, what you're trying to accomplish in life. Like, each of these three things matters. And what, the first one was embrace self-confidence. So we talked like about, you know, at the end of the day, like who you are, is, you know, like we always say, who you are is your most valuable asset. And like really developing confidence around the skills, the perspectives, the dreams, the, you know, just the personality that you have. And like letting that just be your foundation for life. Like, your confidence doesn't come from external circumstances or like, you know, what opportunities are given to you. Exactly. But, or instead, like that confidence can come from like, from you, from within. And so we spent some time just kind of like breaking that down of like, at the end of the day, like it's very important that you learn to embrace self-confidence, and that's going to mean something different for, you know, each person. But it matters for each person. The second thing we talked about was, and this was fun to me, was own your personal brand, even if you work for someone else and even if you haven't graduated yet. And I, you know, just kind of like used that as just an opportunity to be like, literally all of you can start building your own brands now. Like, and by brand, I don't mean like company. Like, I just mean like, how are you adding value to the spaces that you, you know, hope to be part of? How are you, you know, using social media or, you know, platforms that are available to you to like ask questions of people or to share like new insights that you've learned from some article you had to read or books that you're having to read for school anyways. And like turning that into like a platform of education and curiosity and, you know, your own kind of journey of growth. And I was like, there are plenty of you like in this room who should like, why don't you have a podcast about like, about, the field that you want to go in, where you're just like interviewing people and learning from people who are already in the field and, you know, things like that. I'm like, all of this stuff, whether it's done through social media, through digital content, or just like how you are carrying yourself in just person to person conversations, you know, it's just like the, who you are, like who people think of you as matters a lot when it comes to opportunities that you'll have in your life. You know, just making sure that when somebody hears about an opportunity in the field that you are in, you want them to think of you. And so like going back to that self-confidence, it's like, you need to know what you're trying to accomplish in the world and, you know, what you are looking to do. So that was a fun one. And then the last one was, get noticed by how you communicate. And I just shared the story about how, we recently, hired for, some copywriters and, we were only looking for one or two, and we got like, I don't remember how much, but it was like somewhere between 60 and 80 applications, for this position.
So many.
It was like a lot. And it was really interesting because like, obviously the first sort of filter, like we went through, you know, all the applications and like found, you know, picked out people that we were like, you know, they feel like they would be good fits. And then we sent follow-up questions to, you know, some of those candidates. And like a lot of the, there were, you know, we ended up with more than one or two that like we really wanted to hire. But we were able to filter out a lot of people based on how they communicated. Even if they were qualified, like even if they had, you know, degrees, even if they had, you know, like a ton of experience, like there was a difference in the people who communicated in a way that energized us and a way that like, even just by their email, like we felt drained by how they communicated. And I was like, that also is true, but like, how are you communicating in a way that like that just shows that you are, you know, competent, but like also confident and curious. And, you know, all of those things are really communicated just like simply through how you talk and carry yourself.
I was thinking that same thing when you started to talk about this point of just how insightful that process was of hiring and just communicating with people and asking for, you know, like simple things like just follow the directions. If I ask you to like email me and send me work samples, send the work samples, you know, like just those simple things, going that extra step or just showing that you paid attention and valued the person makes such a difference. Mm-hmm. It also reminded me just kind of all of these threads that you've been pulling and sharing with these students, reminded me of even what you said at the beginning about our podcast of like not being afraid to just like start, show up. It's kind of messy.
Yeah.
I mean, these are the same messages we talked with every single one of our clients about, like, we just need to do it. Like, we don't have to be perfect. You need to show your face and not be afraid to, you know, be part of your brand, be part of your message, be part of your story, confidence. Like, it's so interesting that, you know, whether it's a student in a college classroom or, you know, a CEO of a company, like these are human threads that are very, that we all can relate to. And just, I love that you were able to like meet them where they were now and encourage them in this, because how awesome would it be to start learning these things earlier than when you're like in the middle of whatever you're building and you're like, I don't believe in myself, or I'm, you know, I'm scared and I don't know what to do and I'm going to stop because it's not perfect. Yeah. I think about the impact it probably made on their whole life that you were able to speak to them. And that is so cool.
Yeah, it was really cool. One of the kind of like most special thing was there was one person specifically, who, and, my friend, the professor told me after, but she was like, she said, this is the first time that I feel like I've seen somebody who is like doing something that I want to do. And she was like, I feel like I kind of got a picture of like, sort of like vision of like, this is like what I kind of want to do with my life, being just like what we do as an agency and like, you know, how I kind of talked about, how we get to help clients and stuff like that. I was like, how cool is that? Like, what the heck? You know, it was like just such a good like reminder of like what we do is special, you know, like it is very, very meaningful. So that was pretty special too.
Yeah. It makes me think for our listeners who are like, this episode is about people in college. Like, what am I listening to? It's kind of a reminder to just like get out of the weeds every now and then and go be inspired. Mm-hmm. You know, like if you feel kind of stuck or just like in a rut, you know, what can you do to lift yourself up out of, you know, kind of those details for a little bit and go inspire someone else or be inspired yourself or just, you know, get into a different part of your audience or your industry and just be able to kind of pour out, speak into. I think that is just kind of like a random other point that came to mind when you were talking that I didn't think of when we first were going to record this.
Yeah, I know. I want to be more intentional about it myself because I like just after it, you know, such a, like I said, it was a silly little like, not silly, but you know, it's like an hour on a random Friday. But it was something that like just re-energized me and, you know, just kind of like gave me that sort of fresh perspective of like, not only like what we teach and just like getting in touch with, you know, how other people think. But it was just like a good reminder of like what I like, you know, of, like it was just a different way to look at what I do. I think that was like, it was just very helpful, very, very special to me.
Yeah, I love that. So meaningful. So whether you needed the talk yourself and these 3 points can encourage you today, or whether you need to go be the one giving the talk and just, you know, getting up out of the weeds and encouraging someone, we hope this episode just encourages you today and helps you think from a different perspective. And we'll see you next time on Marketing Should Be Fun.
Hey, thanks for listening in to today's episode of the Marketing Should Be Fun podcast. We share an episode every other week, so make sure to hit the subscribe button on your favorite podcast platform. We'd also love to connect with you on social, so come hang out on Instagram at savagecontent.co or sign up for email updates on our website. All right, friend, here's your reminder that marketing is something you get to do, not something you have to do. We'll see you next time.